Have you ever had the experience of not being able to recall the name of a familiar face? We often say, oh my word, I can't think of their name. It is on the tip of my tongue. Soon, of course, the conversation moves on and you discontinue seeking to discover that misplaced name. Now, even though your conscious mind has given up on the search, your deeper subconscious mind has not given up and is now on a mission. In the background, your mind is hard at work combing through files and folders, looking for the answer to the question that your conscious mind just set in motion. Your mind is moving through mountains of minutia, discarding the irrelevant and honing in on its target. Though the conscious need has passed, the subconscious need has not. The secret search engine of your mind has been powerfully engaged. It is working on your behalf. Then, almost magically, in what scientists now call an out-of-the-blue moment, your brain rejoices and proudly hands you a wrinkled piece of paper with that person's elusive identity identified. Goal achieved, cognitive dissonance resolved, endorphins released. Your conscious mind feels a sense of completion as you audibly announce that name that so painfully escaped you earlier. Now, at this time, the power of your subconscious, it will pick up yet another task to begin to work on. Now, this phenomenon of the subconscious is real and powerful. This biological problem solving happens even when we're utterly unaware. What if I told you that your mind could be working for you while you sleep? What if I told you that 8 hours of sleep could be positioned to increase your 8 hours of work the next day? Tapping into your subconscious is about working smarter, not harder. You see, your mind has been created to solve problems. Your mind is programmed to keep you safe and sustained as efficiently as possible. Therefore, why not set your subconscious on a secret mission and pre-conquer your tasks for tomorrow? Now, the key is sparking the power. The key to sparking the power of your subconscious is in forcing your mind to work for you in the remote and unrealized realms of the self-conscious, the subconscious. Now, research shows that by creating tomorrow's to-do list before you end your work today will position you for success. Now, certainly, you could save yourself 15 to 20 minutes at the start of each morning if you already had your to-do list created. However, pre-producing a path of tomorrow's productivity goes much deeper. Predetermining what you will accomplish tomorrow forces your subconscious to become engaged. Once a set of problems is realized by your conscious mind gets right to work clearing the brush and debris for tomorrow's success. By simply creating your to-do list at the conclusion of your workday, you can leverage the secret and ever-working subconscious mind on your behalf for a solid 8 to 12 hours. Now, many companies and businesses have virtual employees on the other side of the globe. Their employer knows that as the sun is setting in America, the sun is just starting to rise in Indonesia. A wise business person would provide a web design expert in Indonesia a set of tasks to complete right before heading home from work. The web coder will start on these tasks about the time that the boss's head hits the pillow. When the business person arrives back at the office bright and early the next day, the web coder is just finalizing the task and calling it a day. Pretty cool, huh? Well, I want you to think of your subconscious as an overseas virtual assistant. This hardworking employee starts their day as you end yours. The key is to provide this eager employee, your subconscious mind, with something substantive to work on while you check out and sleep. Now, hear this leadership lesson. Your subconscious doesn't sleep. End today with tomorrow in mind. Create your detailed checklist tonight and unleash the untapped potential of your subconscious mind as you blissfully sleep. Now, I have provided you with the Lead Productively Daily Planner. This download has two major components. The first page is the weekly plan, and you can predetermine what next week's tasks should be as you leave the office for the weekend. Now, the planner has three big rocks: building relationships, building yourself, and building margin. Now, the second set of pages is the daily planner. You will pull items from your weekly planner and insert them into each day of your daily planning sheets ahead of time. Now, this is like placing the big rocks into the bucket before you begin to add smaller rocks and then sand and then water. Adding the big rocks to your daily calendar first allows those items like building relationships, building yourself, and building margin to be priority. Use the Lead Productivity Planner to get into the habit of planning tomorrow before you leave for today.